Embraced, online Lenten devotional journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. Welcome to Embraced, a journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. As we embark on this online pilgrimage, we invite you to join us in contemplating the Lenten experience from the gaze of the Blessed Mother, who witnessed the transformative journey of her Son, Jesus. We will intertwine Mary's perspective with the timeless wisdom of our revered Catholic saints, offering us valuable reflections that guide us through this season. Prepare your hearts for a meaningful Lenten pause for reflection, repentance, and renewal.
Hello, dear brothers and sisters. We are now in the fifth week of Lent. We hear in the Gospel reading this Sunday, Jesus saying, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." We are nearing the end of Lent, with Holy Week in just a few days. Jesus is telling us that he will soon suffer and die for us. And this is so that we can be with him forever, in this life and in eternal life, heaven. We see Jesus in his passion, shedding every drop of his precious blood for us, as he takes away the sins of the world. Every sorrow, pain, fear, rejection, betrayal, and suffering we've ever been through, that we're going through, and that we will go through in the future, Jesus has experienced for us. In this way, the deepest, darkest place we can fall into, whether through poverty, illness, the snares of sin, whether it's our own sin or those of others inflicted on us, we are not alone anymore. Jesus is there with us, offering himself as the sacrificial lamb on the throne of the cross. When we go through these sufferings, united to Jesus on the cross, we can share in the redemptive work of Christ. Our father and founder, John Cardinal O'Connor, who started our community, the Sisters of Life, he would tell us that when he would visit people in the hospital, he would tell them that their sufferings are so powerful. Why? Because Jesus made possible the redemption of the world, not while he was preaching, healing, or raising the dead, but when he was helpless and dying on the cross. So when we unite our sufferings to Christ, we become so powerful. Mama Mary not only witnessed the suffering and death of her son Jesus, but as all mothers can attest, she lived it deeply united to his soul. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr for Christ, wrote this before his death. "I am God's wheat, and I shall be ground by the teeth of beasts, that I may become the pure bread of Christ." As we meditate on the second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar, let us ask Mama Mary for the grace to surrender ourselves into the hands of the Father, so that our lives will radiate the love of God and bear much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and know of my prayers for you this week.